Welcome back, Farm Talk, Mick Care, and I guess my take on the markets here for Friday, Good Friday tomorrow. Nobody's going to lose any money in the ag markets tomorrow. Let's find, because they're closed. Let's find out how why they did what they did this week. Tommy Grisoffi of Advanced Trading. Happy Easter to you, Tommy.
Happy Easter to you, Mick, and everyone listening. Let's take a little break and get back to what's important here. And these prices, they're important, but boy, I tell you, there's a lot bigger picture going on out there in life and farmer mental health and safety and all these things we got to worry about as the boys and girls get ready to go plant a crop. So, yeah, let's talk about these markets a little bit. So corn slightly unchanged, beans up two, spring wheat down four or five, little action in the cattle, had a cattle on feed number come out at 2 o'clock, won't be able to trade that till Monday morning, looks to be a little bit slightly bearish. American stock market, absolutely on fire. And as you know, Mick, I've been by your studio. There's actually traffic jams in Fargo.
Yeah.
I mean, Fargo economy is absolutely on fire. The ag economy around it is struggling.
So the stock, I'm happy for the stock market. And does this indicate that the U.S. economy is in great shape? I mean, the dollar went up, what, a half a cent today?
Yeah, so you're seeing prices in the dollar. In the big picture, it moved a lot today, but it's not been moving a lot over time. Yeah, America is in good shape, and we're maybe the nicest house on a bad block. I don't know. There's other problems in the world. Europe has their problems, and Britain and Brexit and everything. We always have problems, right? But when you look at America and you drive, whether it be I-65 or 29 corridor, there's traffic, there's things being shipped. If you are someone who owns a business and you are trying to get help, like a farmer listening to this call right now, they are having a hard time getting people to drive truck and getting people to load seed tender and getting people to do part-time work. It's tough. And so you're either working and wanting a full-time job with health insurance, or you're retired and taking a little part-time work. But labor, there's a shortage of labor in North Dakota, and it's hurting our farmers.
For sure. Well, Tommy, so the U.S. economy is good. Good help is hard to find. But, man, the ag markets have just been going sideways for seems like an eternity.
You're right, Mick. And worse than that, the American farmers paying twice what they were paying in interest rates a few years ago. I work with a lot of bankers, and the fact is farmers had operating at 3%. It's now at 6%. And so worse than the markets going sideways is corn and beans are going down a little, and the American farmers paying twice the interest rate they were paying a few years ago. So the average operating rate went from 3% to 6%. That's the average. Some people pay a little less, a little more. So the operating rates doubled, and the price of the grains are now going sideways to lower, and that is just a toxic, toxic mix. And I'll say this. I don't have a problem with saying it, Mick. I think Trump bucks one and two enabled the farmer to not make a decision. To get that money right before Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's, it made it feel like, you know what, it's going to be okay. And you got the money, it gave you a little cash flow, it helped a lot of people out. Now all of a sudden, the price of soybeans are dropping a nickel, a dime a day. The price of cash soybeans in North Dakota are as low as they were during harvest.
So as we look ahead, is this going to get fixed because there's an election next year, or are we going to continue to trade sideways because we've had rumors of a trade deal and nothing's and the market goes down? When it actually happens, will the price of soybeans go up at all?
I do think it will get fixed. I think the American farmer will be disappointed at what happens to the reaction in the market. And the number one reason for that, especially, Mick, in soybeans and soybean meal, which our main outlet for that is PNW, is that we've lost so many hogs in China. China's lost equivalent of the United States hogs. I've even heard as much as, you know, United States, Mexico, and Canada combined. So, yeah, they don't tell the truth. They're fibbers. So they've lost an incredible amount of hogs. So North Dakota's biggest problem is we have too many soybeans, and now our number one customer lost one of their best eaters of soybean meal and corn is that hog in China. And so you can see that reflected in our Board of Trade hog price, contract highs in all the contracts this week, going all the way out for all the contracts listed. Keep an eye on the CME Group hogs. That could be the canary in the coal mine and what's going on here. There is a shortage of protein in the world, and they're bidding up our beef and our hogs, and you're really seeing that reflected in the markets. Unfortunately, it comes at the price of lower soybeans. So to answer your question, China deal spike up in the market? Yes. Looking at May beans right now, they're at 880. If they really go to 930, is that going to solve anyone's problems? I doubt it. The problem's that big. The damage is that much. The way I look at it is Christmas was canceled, and we're stuck here with all the gifts and no one to give them to.
All right. Tommy Grisafi of Advanced Trading, great insight. Thank you for the wisdom. If producers want to maybe have a little discussion on what to do with pricing for the 2019 crop, how do they get a hold of you?
Mick, I'll be up in North Dakota in the next few weeks. Give me a call at 1-800-664-4383, or I'll gladly come out to their farm and ride around with them in the planter once they get rolling and talk markets with them.
Yeah, we got auto steer. Might as well shoot the breeze while the planter's doing its work, right?
I'll bring the beer, Mick.
All righty. Tommy, have a great weekend. God bless you, and thank you for
Thanks,
the visit.
Mick.
You bet.
Happy Easter, everyone.
Thank you.